Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
The words of the Gospel of my prayers.
Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to be together today. My brothers and sisters, every gospel is a school of the human heart. Each gospel has a particular gaze that invites us to understand the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, not only from the exteriority of the events that are accounted in narrative form, but the interiority of those events, the feelings, the dispositions, and the virtues of the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, with which and in which and through which and by which he lived his passion, with which and in which and through which and by which he abides now in his risen glory. That means that the Gospels are a particular book that teach us how to live. They teach us what it means to have a human heart. Not a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh. And as Pope Benedict XVI said on his first Holy Week that he celebrated as Roman Pontiff, our God has a heart of flesh. My brothers and sisters, that means that our feelings, our passions, and our dispositions are integral to our vocation as Christians. That our interior dispositions are called to be ordered by the Holy Spirit and by grace, so that even our passions, even our emotions, even our dispositions ultimately begin to move and to work in consonance with the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we see one of the typical battles of the human heart, and it is the battle of pride. Now all of us, if we are honest with ourselves before the Lord, at least in some way, shape, or form, has sought to be first. We have envied the gifts of others. We have placed our own interests above the good of others. We have sought to make ourselves the center of attention perhaps at the expense of others. Whatever those experiences are, we know that the experiences that the disciples had on the road through Galilee are not just their own. They are also ours. Those disorders reveal to us an appeal to the heart. And our Lord Jesus is showing us the way. The way, when we hear that word, when they were on the way, that means when they were discovering the new law following our Lord. So when they are on the way and we are on the way, the Lord is opening up our hearts from within and challenging us to discover the healing of our dispositions. The first step in our dispositions being healed is light. Those dispositions and those disorders being exposed. So when we encounter a disorder, when we see that there is an occasion for us to repent of our sins against God or one another, that first is a gift. And that light leads us to contrition. Lord, I'm sorry I said that. I'm sorry that I have this interior disposition toward my parents, or my brother, or my sister, or my spouse, or my colleague. And the second and third disposition, the third movement is ultimately the healing of that disorder. Today, the Lord Jesus is inviting us to discover a particular disposition of His own heart. Now, when He's teaching about who is the greatest in the kingdom, He places a child in the center of the disciples, a child who was without rights, without legal status, and therefore a non-entity in the society of our Lord, although always accepted as a gift from God, always received as a blessing of God. But our Lord is also inviting us to go deeper into the teaching. And that is to see that smallness really is greatness. Because a humble heart is a heart that has been shed of pride, and pride ultimately blinds us from the greatness of God. You see, we are bathed in the presence of God. And it is a humble heart who sees clearly. A humble heart is able to stand before the face of God and live. And when the Lord Jesus Christ describes His own heart to us in the 11th chapter of Matthew, He says, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." The humble of heart in the Hebrew Scriptures were the anabim, the small, the poor, the lowly. But above all, they were those people who didn't count on themselves, but on God. The humble heart is a heart that turns in an open and simple interior disposition and says, "The Lord is God of my life, not me." And therefore that first truth, which is above all truth, informs everything we do. And what is meekness? Meekness of heart means, my brothers and sisters, that whatever happens, in whatever situation we find ourselves in this life, we stand before the face of the Father. So whatever people may say, whatever situation we may encounter ourselves in, that our response is always to be one that is first one of hearing. Hearing the Word of God and keeping it in our hearts. So that we stand before the face of the Father. And that means that our actions are not reactions, but responses to the Father's desire. My brothers and sisters, the turmoil and conflict in our world, as James says in his letter, do not arise from the outside. They arise from the disorders of our own hearts. When we look around us, we see a world that is in conflict and in confusion, and that is because the human heart is in conflict and in confusion. The Lord Jesus Christ wishes to illuminate our hearts with the light of His grace, and we are called this day to repent of all pride in our lives, of all vanity, and to begin anew this morning, to put the Lord Jesus Christ first in our lives, to walk before the face of the Father and be complete. Anytime the Lord Jesus makes a sacred gesture in the Gospels by the power of the Holy Spirit, it is a gesture that teaches us today. He places the child before us, my brothers and sisters, for us to gaze. Whoever wishes to be great, whoever wishes to be first among us, must be the servant of all.